of best. Natural childbirth does not make you a hippie. Epidurals are not just for women who want to feel trippy. In a bathtub with a doula or in a hospital bed, we all got a baby with limbs and a head. Nursing is great if nothing goes wrong, but some nipples turn inward and refuse to play along. This is a choice for each mom. It's her route, so it's just A plus B, and everyone else can see their way out. Schedules and timers do not make you cruel. Feeding on demand does not make you a fool. In the nursery with a monitor or in the family bed, every chick gets to pick where her baby lays his head. If I see one more mom roll her eyes at organic, partially hydrogenated throws some of us into panic. But neither judge Sonic burgers and fries. Some of us just want to enjoy food before we die. Preschool, homeschool, public or Montessori. Listen, my friends, and I'll tell you a story. Two moms differed on favorite school trends. Their kids turned out pretty much the same. The end. If a girl gets the title of mom accidentally, the worst thing we can do is treat her judgmentally. How about some love, some help, some advice? She needs our love, and we shouldn't think twice. Discipline through various methods will prevail. Look, we're all just trying to keep our kids out of jail. These things are just preferences, not right or wrong. What matters more is teaching our kids to get along, to love and to share, to speak gently and kind, to obey so that mom won't go out of her mind. Showing them Jesus is our common ground. Teaching them how he can always be found. He's present in public school and Waldorf, so trendy. He's over at Whole Foods, but also at Wendy's. Jesus never cared about these sorts of things. It's our hearts that he wants and the worship we bring. It's time for us moms to declare a truce, regardless if we buy Capri Sun or 100% juice. My way is not your way, and your way isn't mine, but both of our kids will turn out just fine. Rather than judging and looking down our noses, let's enjoy the common ground motherhood poses. As believers, we all love the same good Lord. We all have children who tell us, "I'm bored." We all need more sleep than those tiny 5 hours. Most of us struggle to find time for a shower. We haven't been to the bathroom alone in an age. Our mothers have all told us, "Relax, this is just a stage." We all love our babies so much we could die. We'd take a bullet for each one without batting an eye. Though we are different, we're in the same tribe. Motherhood requires a similar vibe. Love and affection, sacrifice and grace, laughter, which keeps the whole mechanism in place. Though different by the grace of God, I suspect all our children will rise up and call us collect. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 27 through 28 say, "She looks well to how things go in her household. Her children rise up and call her blessed." Chapter 1. I'm perfect, and my kids never fight. Matthew chapter 23, verses 5 through 7 say, "Everything the Pharisees do is done for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have men call them rabbi." My youngest son, Caleb, is what we like to call a pistol. He is a constant challenge to harness, but his hilarious antics inspired my husband to dub him our family mascot. Anytime he talks to an adult without me there to monitor the discussion, I'm terribly nervous. And Caleb's first grade teacher has given me much ammunition to support that paranoia. Evidently, when she recently asked what they wanted to be when they grew up, Caleb raised his eager little hand and replied, "When I grow up, I want to be a missionary and tell people about God, even though my mom told me all missionaries get murdered." Note to self, when talking to my kids about the freedom to go to church whenever and however we want, exercise caution when elaborating on how some people in other countries can't go to church and, wait for it, even die for their faith. Because the 6-year-old will tweak that fact to